This is Warren Throckmorton, and you're listening to the Telling Jefferson Lies podcast series. The series is nearing an end, and it is protesting its fate. All good things must end, and this has been a good thing. At least I've enjoyed it, and I hope you have too. I want to have a final episode sometime before the end of April. Actually, I have two more to go. I'm working on them now. I also want to post some occasional short and medium-length bonus episodes, perhaps even after the final regular segment to kind of fade it out. For in line with the current plan, I'm excited to post this short bonus episode featuring Randall Balmer. Dr. Balmer is the John Phillips Chair in Religion at Dartmouth College, the oldest endowed professorship at Dartmouth. Balmer is a prize-winning historian and Emmy Award nominee who has spoken at numerous colleges and universities, including where I met him, Grove City College. Balmer is regularly asked to comment on religion in American life, and he has appeared frequently on network television, on NPR, and on both The Colbert Report and Daily Show with Jon Stewart, and now Telling Jefferson Lies. He has been an expert witness in several First Amendment cases, including Glassroth versus Moore, the so-called Alabama Ten Commandments case. Balmer has published more than a dozen books, including Redeemer, The Life of Jimmy Carter, God in the White House, How Faith Shaped the Presidency from John F. Kennedy to George W. Bush, and Bad Faith, Race and the Rise of the Religious Right. His second book, Mine Eyes Have Seen the Glory, A Journey into the Evangelical Subculture in America, now in its fifth edition, was made into an award-winning three-part documentary for PBS. Much of my interview with Dr. Balmer is included in the final three episodes. In this short segment, Dr. Balmer provides a short summary of why he doesn't see the United States as a Christian nation.
I think the whole argument that the United States is and always has been a Christian nation falters on three grounds. First of all, the First Amendment itself, which prohibits the establishment of religion. Second, the founders, none of whom, with the possible exception of John Witherspoon, president of the College of New Jersey, and Benjamin Rush, a physician, none of the founders would be welcome as members in any of the churches who are now propagating Christian nationalism. But we also have to contend with the Treaty of Tripoli. The Treaty of Tripoli was negotiated at the end of George Washington's administration. It was sent to the Senate by John Adams with an endorsement. It was read aloud before the U.S. Senate and ratified unanimously on June 7th, 1797. Article 11 of the Treaty of Tripoli reads, "The United States is in no sense founded on the Christian religion." That's pretty explicit. The entire Senate unanimously ratified the Treaty of Tripoli in 1797, saying that the United States is not a Christian nation.
The Treaty of Tripoli was negotiated with the leaders of the Tripoli region of what is now Libya in northern Africa in order to neutralize threat to American ships subject to piracy in the Mediterranean. The specific reason the Christian nation clause was added is not clear from the record, but may have been to minimize perception of religious conflict with Muslim nations. While it is not clear when the clause was added, it was ratified on June 7, 1797, by the Senate and signed by John Adams 3 days later, on June 10, as described by Dr. Balmer.
Throughout American history, there have been various attempts to anoint the United States as a Christian nation because, of course, the charter documents do not do so. And probably the best example of that took place during the Civil War. One of the Confederacy's complaints about the Union or against the Union was that the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, did not specifically acknowledge Christianity as being the formation or the foundation of the United States. And so there was a movement after the Confederacy declared itself to be a Christian entity called the National Reform Association that sought to amend the Constitution so that the United States would explicitly be a Christian nation. A delegation of these folks visited Abraham Lincoln and made their case before the president. And Lincoln, in his wisdom, temporized. He said, in effect, well, let me think about this. And apparently never got back to them, and it went nowhere. But that's been one of the attempts, one of several attempts. Most recently in the 1960s, after the school prayer decisions by the Supreme Court, there was another attempt to amend the Constitution to designate the United States as a Christian nation. And it even has the support of Everett Dirksen, the venerable Republican senator from Illinois, who proclaimed that he was positively evangelistic about this effort to make the United States into a Christian nation. Fortunately, both for the faith and for the Republic, wiser heads have prevailed in each of these attempts to amend the Constitution.
Although the attempt to formalize the United States as a Christian nation have failed thus far, as we have seen, that hasn't stopped modern-day Christian nationalists from attempting to craft de facto establishments of Christianity around the country. I want to thank Randall Balmer for appearing on Telling Jefferson Lies. Stay tuned for more bonus episodes and for the final two regular episodes on losing our religion and what's good about the separation of church and state. Now enjoy some music by Lo-Fi Hymnal, Ain't No Grave. Thanks for listening.